Welcome, everyone, to Chicken, Sex, and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I am Akita.
And I'm Monica. And today, we got a motherfucking show for y'all.
Okay? You came in because so hot.
Over people. I just hate all you motherfuckers, except Makita and the baby.
Thank you.
And you listening. Whoever's listening, I don't hate you today.
So then, who do you hate?
I just hate all the other motherfuckers in the world. I just feel like people just been getting on my motherfucking nerves left and right. And I don't know if it's me. Like, I feel like maybe it's just me. Like, why am I always so irritable? Why am I so moody? Like, what's wrong with me?
I've been feeling like that as well, but I'm also pregnant, so.
I'm not pregnant, but maybe I am.
Something wrong with you.
Can you be pregnant and like not really be pregnant, but like still be going through pregnancy?
You could have hormone. Like,
maybe that's my issue. Cause I'm just sick of you motherfuckers. Like, I'm just sick of every fucking body.
Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad.
First of all, let me start back to December 31st, 1997. No.
I thought you were gonna say your birthday. It all started November.
I just feel like I'm just so irritable with people, and I just feel like I'm not in the space anymore to be like just giving a fuck. Like, and I want this. I don't know what's wrong with me, you guys. Like, something is. The spirit is like. It's spirit in right now, but I'm just in this season where I'm just like, man, fuck you, you a hoe, fuck you, and fuck all y'all. And I just want to come out of this spirit. I want to come out of this fuck you season. Like, I don't understand what's going on, but it's just getting worse and worse. And I'm just looking at people so disgusted, like, ugh.
It's getting worse and worse. I think it's something in the cosmos.
It has
happening.
To be. Because the amount of people who, and you know what, and I just don't like, this is just how I feel. First of all, how was your weekend? You had a great baby shower. You look beautiful. Everything looked fantastic. I was so happy to be there. I wasn't there. Nobody even told me about it.
You were there in spirit because it was not in the same city.
Doesn't matter. I don't understand why nobody, you didn't send me pictures or anything.
I did after you asked.
Exactly. Y'all, I had to ask for these pictures. I had to find out on Facebook. Let me just tell y'all, if people be having important moments in their life and you have to find out that they have these important moments in life, they are not your fucking friends. For real.
Y'all, because she's so dramatic because she is invited to the shower that's actually happening in the same city that
she
lives.
But it doesn't matter. So, doesn't matter.
Moving right along.
I wanted to see pictures and stuff. And I felt like I had to chase you down to get some pictures. And it's just unfair.
I sent them to you immediately.
I know, but I still had to ask. And sometimes I just want you to send me pictures of you.
We don't like go together because you would stress me the fuck out.
I know. I'm just tired of everybody. But yes, how was your week? Let's start with you and your beautiful moments before I cuss everybody out.
It was great. I had a great, lovely shower. I'm so thankful for my bestie and my friend coming together and.
Shout out to the bestie.
Yeah, like y'all did that. I didn't cry. I was proud of myself. No, like, I'm gonna cry in the car. But everything was beautiful, and I had a good time. And I'm excited.
And did they bring gifts?
Yeah, people brought gifts.
Okay, because you know, if people been acting out on like TikTok with people going to baby showers and not bringing gifts, so I don't know if you was gonna be one of them people.
No,
that's like,
I would never. That's get out of here. If y'all don't got a gift, y'all gotta go. No, that's weird.
See, I would be that person because why are you showing up empty-handed? Like, that's gross. But then,
no, it's fine. It's fine.
No, because you fed these people.
They're there to celebrate, and I appreciate them being there to celebrate. There were people, on the other hand, that like asked for to be invited that didn't even come. To me, that's annoying.
See. Blocked. All you motherfuckers are blocked. We blocking everybody.
But
goddamn.
It was a beautiful experience. The love was felt and I'm grateful. We are grateful.
Good. You ready for round two?
I'm ready for round two.
When you fly, what day you flying out? How long you staying? 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Absolutely not.
She ain't too good to be back in Baltimore, I guess.
I'll be there for 4 days.
Oh, that's not a lot. This girl who's having a baby, she developed a lisp and she has carpal tunnel now because she's pregnant.
I have like slight carpal tunnel. My hands go numb. like when I'm lying down and my wrists be like numb sometimes.
Yeah, her, you know, she's so swollen. So like, she just, I guess her tongue just got super swollen or some shit. I don't know. That's
crazy.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. But
things be happening.
How's work? Happening.
Work is work. They working me. But it's fine.
Working me.
Working me. Hey, there. I've been working hard. Like, But it's cool.
Okay.
It's Q4. That's what happens.
Well.
Yeah. How are you?
I am not okay today. I am not okay. I am not okay, you guys.
Is it just today?
I feel like it's just maybe been like the past couple of weeks. I feel like people have been trying me. And you know what? Motherfuckers, mind your motherfucking business. That is it. Mind your motherfucking business, because you motherfuckers be so concerned about what the next person is doing and who is doing this and who is doing that. Like, I just don't fucking got time for it. I'm not time for it. I'm just not okay. I'm just in a very bad mood. But today's my friend's birthday, so I'm gonna go and get it together and celebrate her. Okay. But I just feel like I've just been in this really weird, irritable space, and I just don't understand. Like, if you're gonna be my friend, there are certain rules that you have to abide by if you're gonna be my friend.
Here you go.
You do not gotta be my friend, but if you are accepting to be my friend, then it's just certain shit you gotta fucking abide by, right? And I feel like I'm at this point in my life where I just be having a hard time being friends with like women who I just feel like don't be having shit going on. Like, if all you are into is just like partying and drinking and who is this Zooming calling me? Why are you calling me when I'm on the motherfucking meeting? See, whoever that was. I'm about to block them when I get off the shit.
Relax, please.
Because that just annoyed me. Anyway, so yeah. So like, I just feel like it's just been so hard just to be friends. It's just getting harder. Cause you know, like I'm starting my meetup, right? Well, I have my meetup going. It's going good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I'm meeting like a lot of good girls. And some girls I actually really like, and I'm talking to them on a more personal level. And then some girls, like, I don't really, you know, it just is what it is with you. I don't care. But I feel like I be having a hard time just meeting, just being around females who I just feel like, what are you doing? Like, you're over whatever certain age, you're over the age of 25 at least, and all you want to talk about or all you want to do is just like get drunk and go out. You at the bar every night, you're partying every night, you fucking be doing this and doing that. Like, I just be struggling. Like, I want to be surrounded by females who be having something going on. I'm not saying you got to be running for fucking president or, you know, out here changing the world, but my nigga, do you got a hobby besides fucking going to the liquor store? Like,
define hobby though, because I do think there are seasons, right, where you can rest or party. Like, there are times in your life where you need to relax.
But see, I feel like even at this age, right, we are all at this age where like we handle our business, like where our mindset is like in abundance. It's like we know that there's more to life out there and we want to experience that. We want to do that shit, right? Mm-hmm. So like if all you do is like 7 days out of the week you at the bar five of those, to me that just feels like you don't got shit going for yourself and you're not working there, you a customer. Like, to me that just feels like, what are you doing with yourself? Like, what you're not doing anything purposeful, impactful. And those are just the type of people that I want to surround myself with. And I feel like I'm in this season where I'm just struggling because I'm like, I be seeing people and interacting with people and they just be like, ew, that's how you move? Like, ew.
Ew, wow.
Yeah, it's like, ew, like you're like fucking 35 and you still get pissy drunk. Like, ew. Like, I don't, what? Like, what are we talking about? Like,
well,
you're at the bar again for the seventh time in a fucking week, like, goddamn, like, ew.
Well, maybe they're in search of something, like, you fucking know what Hennessy. I'm saying? Shut up.
The fuck you in search for at the bar 7 days a week?
It's not that hard. Friendship, camaraderie, like, an escape from your mind.
So that sounds like you got some internal issues that you need to be working through.
Absolutely.
And you're not gonna find them in the bottom of a goddamn gin bar bottle. you need to be I don't know. Like, I just feel like every single majority of the females I be around, we all have shit going on, right? I got one friend who's a travel agent, another friend who's into fitness, another friend who own podcasts, another friend who fucking is a plant lady. Like, who the fuck even knew she had a plant lady and owns a plant store? And I'm just like, this is fucking amazing. And then here comes these stragglers who is just like, what you do, what you got? And it's just like, oh, I'm going to the bar. Oh, I'll be up here. I'll be there. I'm going to drink. I'm going to do this. Party, party, party. And it's just like, damn, you bitches don't be having shit to lose. Or like nothing. Like, I just don't know. I just feel like we're just not the same type of girls. Like, I want to be around people who have something going for themselves. And I understand everybody works, but it's just like, okay, outside of work, like, what do? I guess you just fucking go to the bar. But I want to be around people who just be about something. That's it. Like, life is just not one big fucking bar hopping experience. Like, damn, you should volunteer. You should fucking do this. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I need to mind my motherfucking business. But I also just don't want people to be in my space who are not aligned with the type of woman that I want to be aligned with.
I think what you said is like twofold. Like, yes, maybe you should mind your business. But also, like, I think it's fair to say, like, I don't want to surround myself with people that just decide they want to get drunk every day. Like, I think that's fair. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're judging people because I think saying that you don't want to associate with somebody or want someone around you that lives a certain way is fine. But I think if you're judging someone based on what they're not doing, according to how you think they should be living, I think that's wrong.
Well, then I'm wrong, because I'm definitely judging them based on what I feel like they. I just feel like it's not even the way doing what I think they should be doing. It's just doing something. Like, what is your purpose here on earth? It is not here you're not here just to fucking drink and be at the bar and fucking find a million different niggas and to fucking be materialistic. Like, you're not here to do all that shit. Like, you're here to be purposeful, to be impactful. Maybe everybody doesn't want to be that way, and maybe it's just me because I'm driven, but I just feel like I have the right to choose what type of energy I want to be around. Because no, I don't want to fucking sit and talk to you about going to fucking drink or happy every day. I want to talk about other shit, right? I want to talk about a fucking museum. I want to talk about fucking this. I want to talk about that. Like, I want to be able to have girl nights and do this and do that. And if you can only function when you're at a bar, that's an issue for me.
Oh, what you mean function?
Like, that's your chosen environment. So if you pull you out of that environment and put you in another environment, say like a low key fucking girls night, you don't got good energy. You don't know how to function. You be fucking, you know what I mean? Like, uncomfortable with certain type of shit. And it's just kind of like, no, get it the fuck together. Like, you should, like, no.
Also, though, I think some people just are not exposed to certain things. Like,
maybe.
And I think, you know, maybe you don't want to be Captain Save and whatever, but that might be like your, you know how to say reasons, seasons, and lifetimes. That might be your reason for being in their life, to expose them to certain environments and things like that. But I also want to, like, I guess, knock the notion of being impactful and purposeful on its head. Like, because I think, well, I don't know what your vision or idea in regard to that is, but I think that we don't know what everybody's purpose is. And I think it's unfair to say that from what we see someone doing means they're not living in their purpose or they're not being impactful. No. I don't know what your relationship is like with these people, how deep it is, how strong it is, whatever, but
how you so know. If we see somebody at the bar every goddamn day pissy drunk, we can't say that they fucking are drunk.
They could be a drunk, but that don't mean that they're not living in their purpose.
What's the motherfucking purpose? To be a goddamn rum taster?
You don't know the rest of their life. Like,
child, well, I done got a glimpse of it, and I'm telling you, it fucking got happy hour deals. Motherfucking happy hour special. That's the glimpse I done got. Fucking crab all you can eat. Crabs for $3.50 at the bar.
$3.50. Cold beer.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good too over there. But I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. And I don't know why I'm just so irritated by people. I'll just be like, ew. It's just gross. It's just gross to me.
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. I just don't like being around people like that. I want to be around people who got shit going for themselves. I want to be able to look at my friends and be like, yo, that's that bitch. Like, I want my friends to inspire me and to motivate me. Like, I don't want to fucking sit up at the bar and, you know what I mean, do dumb shit. Like, no, the fuck? Like, I got, time is precious. Nigga, I own businesses and shit. Like, no.
I think your friends should inspire you, but I also, like, I don't know.
Can inspire me at happy hour.
But why not? Like, why does your, why do friends need to exist in a particular box? I feel like the best type of friend, and I always tell my best friend this, like, I feel like me and her could do anything together. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I can be dumb with her. I can be drunk at a bar with her. I could talk about whatever, like, and it's fine. Like, everybody, like, we talked about this before, you and I, you have different people for different things.
So maybe the bottom line is that I don't really like these people, and I'm forcing myself to like these people.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you just don't like
No, it's like, you know what? It's not that, because I do feel like some of the people I've been meeting, I feel like I like things about them, but I just realized that, like, it's certain gray areas that I feel like we don't align with. And I think it may also have to do with, because, like, I'm one way and they're another way. And I be looking at their way like, what the fuck are you doing with yourself? Like, you're not doing shit. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And I don't know, maybe because I'm doing too much, but I just feel like, don't be, I don't know, like, just going to work every day and fucking partying and clubbing and being drunk and being this and being that, like, that's just not enough for me. That's not enough to make me want to be, like, friends with you. And I don't even have friends, like besides a few people who I've been meeting, like, my current friends are able to be like, nah, I gotta do this. I can't make it. Nah, I can't do that. No, I'm gonna stay in the house. You bitches want to get drunk every night. Like, no, like, what? And it's just like, it's one thing to be like, oh, well, we can do a lot of different things together, but I can't do different things with these bitches, because all these bitches want to do is go to the bar and get drunk.
Well, yeah, that's different. Like, that's,
so I can't say like, yo, let's go motherfucking horseback riding. Well, is there a bar there? Bitch, what?
No way.
Motherfucking ranch. Like, what? That's the type of shit I be dealing with. Like, what are we like? And then part of me just be like, okay, maybe these bitches got, like, underlying drinking issues or just, I don't know. But also at the same time, like, I just be in this spirit where I don't be having fucking time to, like, nurture relationships. And maybe it's me fighting against my spirit, because my spirit is telling me, you know, I got to move on. Maybe my spirit is fighting, you know what I mean? Trying to be like, no, Monica, blah, blah, blah. But maybe, in fact, I do just got to fucking move on and just be like, look, we don't got nothing in common. And you need to have something in common with your fucking friends. Or else, why are we friends? Ooh, this girl made me some soup today. I'm going to go pick that up. Had nothing to do with anything.
It didn't. But it's
cool. No. So I don't know. Like, we need to have something in common. If we don't have anything, if we didn't have anything in common, we wouldn't have fucking chicken sex and degrees.
Well, what do we got in common?
I don't fucking know. Now I need to reevaluate this fucking friendship. Shit.
But that's fuck, what I'm saying.
At the time, we was the only Black people there, so we had that in common. But now, since you brought it up, we may need to go on the motherfucking friendship review.
But, I mean, I think every friendship does have a starting place, and it's usually, like, yeah, some type of common ground or something. But, you know, to your earlier point, I just think sometimes you just click with people. Like, you just like them. Like, they're cool. Like, cause,
so maybe I just don't like these fucking people,
and that could be what it is. Because,
but I used to like them, and that's why I'm trying to figure out why my spirit changed. Maybe my spirit changed because, like, I'm getting to know them more,
exactly.
And I'm seeing, like, certain shit that I don't like about them.
Exactly, because I don't know. I mean, we have things in common, sure, like on a grander scale, but you and I are very different people, right? But
no, the fuck we're not. Don't get on here and lie. Don't lie to these people.
How dare you say we're very different from me? Now you're trying to take this somewhere else. Now you're trying to play the victim. What? And I don't appreciate it.
Shut up.
I can't. Yes, but we are two different people. We are, but
we find we have
a common ground.
Yeah, yeah.
A common ground. It's like water and fucking fire, and then
the smoke, because that's what water and fire create, smoke.
I was thinking more like a puddle, like mud. I don't know where I was going, but we're two fucking different. And then in the minute, I don't know. I was thinking when the water puts the fire out, and then there's like a water puddle. I was thinking along that lines, but okay. I don't know. We're two different people, but we connect and we align. You know what I mean? And it's just like, even then you're still not a bum ass bitch. You still had you got your acting shit going on. You know what I mean? You was doing your little writing shit. Like, you still had shit going on. So I can't say like, oh, you know, we just connect and that's it. It's like, no, you still fit my standards of what my friends should be about.
But right now, I don't do anything. You know what I do? I work and I lay down and I watch TV.
Well, I mean, right now, because you're pregnant.
Maybe.
So, I mean,
that could be it, or it could just be that's who I am, Monica.
Well, no, because it's not who you are, because you wasn't doing all that before you had a baby. You was going to acting classes. You was going to improv too. You was doing shit like before you even had a baby.
You're right.
So I don't know. So, I mean, this new season you're in is because, you know, you're just pregnant and, like you say, large and in charge, I guess. But fucking that's not who you were before. And you may not be that way after. I mean, and even if you are after, then I mean, hell, that's just, you got a baby now. So hell, it is what it is. But
I do think, like, even these people, though, like, not knowing their history, I do think there are times and periods and seasons of rest. And nah. I don't think that we prioritize that enough.
Every season cannot be rest, Makita.
Every season,
you do not have to rest at the bar. You do not.
Well, how long have you known them?
You do not gotta be drunk.
How long have you known them?
You know, we won't get into dates, because when we start getting into specifics, people get upset and they be identifying themselves and, oh my gosh, she was upset. So we're not gonna get to how long I know people. Yeah, I'm fresh as hell
if the fizz watching.
And then exactly, you know, the ops is always fucking watching. Just for disclaimer, these are the views of Monica only. I ain't talking about none of you bitches, so please don't connect the dots.
Not you saying these are the views.
Because people be trying me, and people be like, you was talking about me. I was not talking about you on the podcast. I can talk about my motherfucking experience. Now, this, I am talking about a particular, you know, feeling that I've been feeling recently. Damn it. Now,
I definitely think you should trust your gut, because even if it sounds like what you are saying is accurate, you really wish to be around people, as you define, have something going on with themselves. But no buts. Additionally, damn, I forgot what I was even going to say. It sounded like I was going somewhere really good.
But then it's also just like, well, who the fuck am I to tell people like they need to have something going on? But then I just feel like I am the right person to tell them that if you want to be my friend. If you do not want to be my friend, then no, I don't need to tell you shit. But if you want to be my friend, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, because that's the way it is. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. I got A to the Z in my mind. She's a real lady.
No, stop, stop. If you wanna do it, know the words. So
I don't know the damn words, but okay, I do know that the song, listen, you wanna be my lover? You wanna be my friend? You want to be my lover and my friend, then this is what you need to do. And that's just period. God damn it.
I mean, yeah. You can't tell nobody how they should live their lives, but you are allowed to pick who you want around you. And I think that's fine.
And energy is contagious.
But it's about
you.
So, but don't make it about them. It's about you.
Well, it got to be about them, because they're the problem. I'm not the problem, because I'm living a purposeful life.
Okay.
They're the ones who's not. So I feel like you guys need to go to counseling and figure out why you're not being purposeful and walking in your purpose.
Again, but that's not for you to decide.
Yes, it is, if they want to be my friend.
You can't decide whether or not someone's walking in their purpose.
Well, I can judge and I can say that you being at the bar is not fucking walking in your purpose. You may be drinking in your purpose.
You can say someone that spends all that time at the bar is not someone who I want to be friends with. That's what you can say.
You know what?
No, but I know who.
And you motherfuckers out there are not Jesus' children. I'm telling you. I'm about sick of all y'all. And I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna figure it out if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Because right now I just feel like I'm not wrong, but I may not be right. But being right doesn't necessarily mean I'm wrong. So I'm just like, because I could be still right. Technically.
Bro, stop.
So I'm just saying. Because I'm just like, I'm just over all of it. I'm just over it.
But don't be friends with people that make you upset, though. Like, it is.
I just don't like people's ways. You know what I mean? And I just feel like I'm just becoming more just like, ugh, about people. And I want it to stop. I want it to stop. I don't want people to feel like, oh, Monica is so hard to be around or so judgy. It's just like, ugh, you guys are just ugh to me. And I want you to stop being ugh to me, but like, you can't. So then you can't get mad when I'm like, you're ugh, you know? Stop being that way. Stop being ugh. Try to be I don't fucking know.
But people are not. This is going to sound really harsh, okay? But go ahead and be dramatic because that's what you do. People are not here to please you.
Like, if you're going to be my friend, then what are you here for?
This is not kindergarten. Like, no.
I don't understand. Why are you here? Why are you trying to be my friend if you're not going to be my friend and be a good friend to my standards?
But the way that someone lives their life, again, has nothing to do with you.
Until it does.
Well.
Yeah, it's a big well, because I just need people to get it the fuck together. That's all I really want for the world. Now, you can be what you want to be, but if you wake up and you decide, hey, I want to be Monica's friends, just know when you come to this goddamn island, there is rules, baby. There is rules.
That just
I expect the best. If you do not want to give the best, then you can go find you another friend.
That's very cutthroat. And like,
you gotta be. You gotta be. You can't trust these hoes out here. Because one minute you be nice to them, the next minute they trying to fucking take your food stamps. So you gotta be fucking cutthroat with these hoes. It's no other way. I'm telling you.
No.
Trust me. Trust me, Makita. Trust me. This is how me and you have had a very long, successful friendship.
Is from being cutthroat?
No. Following the rules.
I don't follow no damn rules. I just, first of all, just so the people are clear, nothing I do has anything to do with your ass. It just happens to be okay with you. So, and in reality, you don't want no, I would hope anyway, that you wouldn't want a friend that's just living their life to be acceptable to you. I don't want that.
No. No, and it's not. And see, this is where you're missing me. You're not understanding me. It's not to be, you're not living your life to be acceptable. You can do whatever it is that you seem to feel that is fulfilling to you and purposeful. You will never be able to make me believe that you sitting at a bar every goddamn day is making you feel purposeful or fulfilled. Whatever. That's your business. That's what, if you do, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, people should be striving for more. I just feel like you should never be in your situation and just be like, oh, I'm like, no, you never stop learning. You never stop growing. You never stop getting better. There are people, and those are the people I want to be around. Now, I'm not saying what it looks like. I'm not saying that you got to become a preacher. I'm not saying you got to fucking be training to run a marathon, but I'm saying that you should have moments where you're like, damn, it's so much more going on in the life. I want to be more. I want to do this. I want to do that. Or hell, I like doing this. This is a hobby. I want to do something. Like something. You have to be able to step out of your comfort zone or step out with the fucking else that shit that you do and be better or do more, be better, want to be better. And I get sometimes people don't know how to do that. But I don't like being around those people who don't know how to do that or who don't want to do that. Like, I want to be around people who be dreaming big. Like, yo, I'm fucking going to go to the moon one day and all their actions is aligning to get them to the moon. I don't want to be with nobody who is just like, oh, I'm just sad and depressed and I'm just going to stay in the house all day. Bitch, get up and do something. Like, what are you doing?
So, let me, if I'm understanding this correctly, you are not trying to define what big is or what more is.
No, I don't want to define what it is. I want you to just have something. Again, you could fucking be like, yo, I want to fucking ride 100 bikes every day. Okay. But just have something so that you don't think that just the environment you're in right now, or whatever the fuck it is you're doing, you don't think that that's just it for you. And I feel like I've been encountering people who that's just like it. Like, it feels like that's like what they're like. They don't like they be saying shit, but they're not really doing shit to like be more, be better, want more, do different shit, try different shit, learn something new. Like, I don't fucking know. I just don't want to fucking go to the bar. I don't want to go to the bar every time. Like, I don't want to go to the bar
every day. Sorry that your friends are peer pressuring you to.
It's not even peer pressure. You're missing the point. You are missing the point. The point is the bar is not an actual bar. The bar is the metaphor for being stuck in a position.
So. Being devil's advocate, I really hate that term. Have you ever felt like stuck?
Yeah, I feel stuck today. Stuck in between these motherfucking friendships.
You are annoying.
I have felt stuck. I felt stuck last year when I was in a relationship. I was bored out of my fucking mind and I felt like I should have been living up to my potential and doing so much more shit with my life.
And yeah. How long did it take you to get unstuck, and what helped you to get unstuck? Because
I found a new man.
Okay,
what happened. Yeah, I found a new man who wanted to do shit, and then it just was like, okay, this is better. Like, because I'm bored out of my fucking mind with you, and you're boring me. So I don't know. Maybe it's something wrong with me. Maybe it's just like I said. Maybe these are just not my friends.
I don't think that they are. I think
if
nothing else is clear from this conversation, is that
these are not maybe I just don't really like them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that might be it. Well, this was a great therapy session. I feel better. Psych. I don't feel better. I feel worse. I still feel like motherfuckers are trying to play with me. And I'm tired. And I had to really I just had a lot going on. So I had to I've been cleaning out my social media. And I'm just kind of like, I don't want people who I don't know and shit. Because at first my social media was public. Now I took it private. And I really rarely take my shit private. I really just be leaving it the fuck alone. But I've been feeling recently like people just been being weird and being messy and shit. So I just had to safeguard my little shit and just clean it up and go on private. So people could mind the motherfucking business that pays them, because it ain't nothing over here at all.
Yeah,
it ain't nothing over here for you. So I had to clean up shop, and a lot of it was just like men just following me who I had no fucking clue who these niggas were. So I just like removed them and then closed my shit, and now I'm just a little bit more selective with who the fuck get access to my shit, because some of y'all be wilding. Y'all just be doing too fucking much, and it just ain't even. It's like, for what? What is this? What is any of this your business? But I don't know. People love to be in other people's business. Hell, that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah,
but
that's why the half of the world is on social media to be in other people's business.
I know, but even then, I just feel like certain shit don't really concern you. You know what I mean? Like, I put on social media what I want to put on social media. Now, if you take that shit and you go back and you play Inspector Gadgets and you looking at somebody else's profile and comparing this and comparing, like, you doing too fucking much. Like, it's one thing if you just do it and you want to know and just like, oh, in the back of my mind, like, okay, cool, blah, 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 I've been peeping this, whatever. But then it's another thing when you take the shit off social media and bring it to real life. And it's just like, what the fuck does this got to do with you? What does me going to Disney World got to do anything with you? Like, for what? Like, oh, what is it? What does it got to do with you? What is this your business? You don't even know me. So
you're thinking they know you when they see you online, though. That's how it is. Like, I mean, that's not right, but it's kind of like the Kardashians, right?
Yeah.
It would be kind of ridiculous for them to say, wow, we would really like people to stay out of our business. But how?
Yeah.
Like, how?
But even then, I think it's just like, it's a difference though. Like, it's a difference of when I'm telling you shit, like I'm putting shit on social media versus you playing Inspector Gadget. You know what I mean? And like you looking at this date and time or this background and looking at another background. Like, that's when shit gets weird to me, because it's just kind of like, I don't know you and you don't even follow me and I don't follow you. I don't know you. So therefore you shouldn't be going back and worrying. You shouldn't be worrying about anything that I'm doing. Like, because I don't know you. Like, you're not my friend. I'm not your friend. Like, why does this shit matter again? Like, why are we, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing, people?
Nosy,
like,
and weird.
Just, like, I just feel like it's just been an influx of, like, weirdos. And I'm just, you know, I don't know. Something got to happen. Because I'm just like, whew. So anyway, my moral story is, I had to clean up my little social media. Well, I ain't clean it up, but I just, like, you know, took some people off and just blocked it up. Because I'm like, I gotta cut access to you motherfuckers. Because y'all motherfuckers is getting outrageous. Y'all getting outrageous with this, thinking you know somebody, and it's like you really don't. Cause I, like, it's getting outrageous, and my shit ain't even in exciting. It's not even exciting. Like, I'm not even fucking excited. Like,
it's exciting to somebody.
You bitches is bored. That's what y'all is. But other than that, I don't know. I'm just in a bad mood. I need to work it out. I need to figure out what it is about people who I don't like.
Yeah, you should figure it out.
I don't know. It's something, though. It's something. It ain't my fault, though. It's definitely their fault.
It's no one's fault. It's just not a match.
It is. And, you know, and I just don't agree with that, because I feel like it'd be people and there's so many things that I like about them. And maybe it's just in the beginning. And now is maybe it's like when you get to know these people, you just see shit. And maybe that's the stage that I'm in, where I'm just like, I'm getting to know these people more, and I just see like certain shit that I'm just like, I'm not a fan of. And it's okay if I'm not a fan of it. And I feel like maybe instead of me just being like, ew, I need to just get the fuck away and allow you to do what works best for you and go about my business. But then it's still that weird shit of like, oh, well, Monica, you doing this, you doing this. So then I gotta say, like, nah, it's just that I don't like the shit you be doing. I don't want to be associated with it.
And that's your right.
That is my right, you know? So I ain't going to judge nobody no more. I'm just going to tell you motherfuckers that Jesus ain't in it. And if he ain't in it, then I can't be in it. And I'm going to just go. That's just what I'm going to have to do. Because if the Lord ain't in it, then I already know it ain't right.
That's on period, poo.
Bitches just got us fucked up. Bitches been having us both fucked up, though.
Oh, yeah. They had me fucked up for life. But I try to be less bothered by it.
Yeah. I need to just cleanse my spirit. And you know what also? I think I'm just tired. I think my job just been making me travel everywhere. And I just ain't. It's like I don't got enough days in an hour. Like, I had to be all at my vending machine hours in a day. I had to be at my vending machine all fucking day. Today, figuring that shit out. And then came home, had to work, then I gotta go to dinner. It's like I don't be having enough time to just do what the fuck I need to do. I think I need to take time off. That's my next step. I need to take time off. Yeah. I need to take time off and just sit and not do a damn thing.
Seasons of rest.
Yeah, because I feel like but I ain't gonna be on no goddamn bar. I'm gonna be at the bed, in the bed. But I definitely think I need to take some time off, because maybe that's my reason. Maybe I'm just irritable because I'm tired and I just feel like I'm constantly running. Yeah, I don't think I'm jealous, because y'all fucking hoes. I win in all categories, but maybe that's why I'm irritated. I don't know what we're going to call this. This episode is titled, I Hate You So Much Right Now.
I don't know what it is. It sounds like therapy. Sorry, with circles.
I know, right? Just got me going in circles. Round and around. I got this little purse I'm about to wear. I'm gonna wear this purse in my outfit. That's gonna look cute. I don't know, but just pray for me. Hold me down like a real one. Hold me down. And I do love all my friends that I have.
I don't know.
I do love my friends. Like, I am very grateful for the friend that I have don't get too lazy, because it's gonna chop. Nah, I just want to be inspired by my friends. I want to look at my friends and be like, yo, they the bomb.
But
that's it.
Are there not other ways of inspiration outside of like action?
Well, I mean, besides you just being like a nice person and talk and being able to talk to and all that shit, that's nice to have. Those are nice qualities, but that doesn't inspire me.
But I don't even mean like nice to talk to, like, sometimes the way that the people in my life think about things is inspiring, or the way that they can overcome things is inspiring, or like just like some of their natural like abilities, talents, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. But when I think about certain people who I feel like are the people who are annoying me, I only think of one. Other than that, like, I don't need you. I don't know. I don't need you to inspire me to overcome shit. Like, I can overcome shit myself. So I don't know. I don't think those work for me.
Okay.
I think it's more just, I think me, it's just actions. Like, I don't know. Because if you inspire me to overcome some shit, you had to do an action to get over the shit. Like, you had to do something. So I feel like at the end of the day, it all boils back down to an action. Yes, I'm right. Right, as she brushes her hair.
I can't tell you how you feel
as she brushes her hair. You know what, you guys. This has been a long episode, you guys.
It ain't even been that long.
I just needed to vent. I just needed a moment just to get it off my chest and just say it in a space. That I just feel like people just been having me fucked up, and I wish I could really go and, you know what my issue be too, is sometimes I really be wanting to go into detail and really be wanting to say like exactly who and what and shit, but I know that that's gonna create a larger issue, so I always have to keep shit just like general and just like, but really I want to get on here and be like, Tracy, yo bitch ass had me fucked, you know what I mean, like, but I can't do that because then Tracy would be like, no. So it sucks. It feels like you just got to bottle up the shit you really want to say inside.
You need a journal.
I don't want to write. I don't even like reading. I don't even want to read this goddamn menu I got to read. Wow. Toward my food. All right. It's a lot.
Well, you know what? I don't like friends that don't want to fucking read.
Well, goodbye for now to you, my friend. Anyway, tell me what's going on. Let's wrap this shit up. What are we talking about? What time is it?
What did we talk about? Is
nothing.
Really the question.
Just how people, how I hate everybody, and how people just got me fucked up, and how I just need to be around people who are doing something with their lives. Like, and I just don't, y'all. Let me know if I'm wrong. Like, let me know if this is just not. It's like, you know, you don't want to date somebody who ain't got their shit together. So like the same should apply to friendships.
But it's like, what does that mean? Like,
you should do, you should be about something.
But you are already saying that you aren't able to get specific. So excuse me, this whole conversation is convoluted a little bit, because we don't know what you're talking about, for real.
Yeah, it's just a spirit. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Hell, I probably don't even know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. It's just hard out here. People got me fucked up, and I just want people to fuck me, stop fucking with me. But I also realized
I'm glad you fixed that. I was like, whoa.
But I realized that, you know, it may be me. It may be my own issues that I'm trying to figure out and battle of why everybody is getting on my nerves. So just forget about this whole episode. Blink, blink, blink. The little thing. Don't forget about this episode because I feel like my points are valid. All right. My points are fucking valid.
Y'all, just really what we're saying is reach out to Monica if you have any good input
when on the situation. Just pray for me, y'all. Just pray for me. Because
like
I'm going through a battle and I don't know. I don't know what fucking battle I'm going through. But I just know it's a battle.
I'm sorry. You will emerge on the other side. I think life is all about evolution. Whether it's evolution of thought or, you know, even the people that we're around, kind of like what you're going through. But I think it's twofold for you, like reframing the way that you think about yourself, the way that you think about people, whatever, and like aligning yourself with people in a more intentional way. I don't know, but.
Maybe that's what I want people to be. Maybe I want people to be intentional. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I'm gonna write this down. Anyway, that's all I had.
So yeah, y'all, more about nothing.
Literally. Well, I feel like we did have to like impromptu today because you know sometimes we be having shit scheduled and then it don't go as we hope. Last week, we haven't had an episode in like what, 3 weeks? A new episode.
It would technically like 3 weeks. Be a month. Because if we drop every other week, right? 4 weeks.
The last episode was homecoming, and that was like the beginning of October, I think. I don't know. So we had an episode because
we're not even gonna talk about it. Because
yeah, shit just been crazy. But yeah, it's getting us off track. But we're back today to talk about to bring you more.
Try to knock us off our square.
Listen, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul, and I'm telling everybody. And this podcast shit is not always so easy. I be wanting to fucking tell people like it's not always easy, and I've been grateful because we've been very like smooth sailing for the most part. You know what I mean? So I've been grateful for that. Like we ain't had too many like crazy shit, but I'm telling you, it's the spirit because it's this month. Anyway, I just want to let you guys know tomorrow is Movember. Is the start of Movember.
They hear this, we'll be in it.
Oh damn, it is Movember. Happy Movember. Yay. Okay. Look how long my hair's gotten. Isn't it long?
No, it's crazy,
yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right. So what do we need? Let's wrap this baby up because I gotta go.
All right. Oh, see, it's always about you. See, maybe people need to figure out if they want to be your damn friend. Because
yeah, people should figure that out. And I'm totally fine that people do not want to be my friend, for real. Like,
you know,
I'm really fine with it because I'm not in the season to keep. I'm not trying to keep nobody who don't want to be kept.
Say that.
That's it. So,
say that again.
I'm sure I probably could be a better friend. I probably could give a fuck more. That's probably my issue, but I always show up.
That's important.
I just need to start giving a fuck.
We all have our strengths.
Yeah. And I don't be giving a fuck. And that's my week. That's not my strength. I need to really, I just be like, man, fuck all y'all hoes. That'd be my issue.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm totally fine if people want to decide to be my friend. You know, let me know how you feel.
All right. So, Monica, what do you need in the realm of chicken sex and degrees?
I need degrees. I need to accomplish something. I need to like, I feel like I'm overwhelmed and I just have this ever long growing list of to-do shit and I just can't knock it off. Been saying I'm going to the bank for like 3 weeks. I ain't been to the fucking bank yet. Like, it's just like, I just feel overwhelmed. And maybe that's a part of my irritation too with people. I feel like I'm just overwhelmed in life at this moment. And I need to accomplish some shit. It's just like my days just go by so fast, you guys. Like, I'm like, I just don't be having enough time. So I need to feel to accomplish something, to feel rested or some shit. What do you need?
What do I need? I don't want to say it now.
Sex.
Yeah, I was going to say sex.
Something to take the edge off.
But I don't... Like, I'm just... We talked about this. Well, we didn't talk about it, but whatever. Anyway, I'm just... There's so many good things happening, and I just want to make sure that I am in the moment for those good things and not thinking about like my to-do list or whatever. I just want to enjoy each moment. So just being able to really
be present,
bask in the pleasure. Exactly.
Yeah. And I want you to enjoy those moments, especially.
Yes.
At your baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a plus one?
Take that up with the committee.
I don't even have a plus one to bring.
You and the other Monica, I say y'all can like connect.
Oh, is she coming too?
Mm-hmm.
See if she remembers me this time. No, I'm just kidding.
Of course she remembers you.
The last time I met her, she was just like, oh, I didn't know. I was like, girl, now I met you before.
Oh yeah, and we gotta talk offline real fast after this.
But, yeah, that's fine. Then I'll just hang out with Monica. Yeah. But and clearly,
your,
I'm a part and of
your other
family.
Friend. Yeah,
yeah, my yeah. sister.
Exactly.
I'm in there. So. Yeah, I'm in there with them. I'm in there with the. Oh yeah, I'm gonna bring your dad a shirt. What size did you say? You said 2X large.
Apparently, he lost weight, so he might just be with the
extra large. Yeah, I feel like these shirts is big as hell. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm not fucking sharing.
And you know what it's time for then?
The last bite. The last bite. The last bite with you. Doodle, 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 doodle.
You sounded pretty good right there. Like,
thanks. I tried.
I'm impressed. Do you want to? You've been saying a lot. So I just want to make sure you got everything off your chest.
I mean, really, all I got to say is, fuck these hoes, so you can have it.
Cool. Yes. I'll piggyback off what Monica said, but really what the message here is, worry about yourself. You know, like that little girl said in that video, worry about and what I
worry
mean
about
that,
yourself.
Exactly. There's a lot going on. People will get on your nerves, people need stuff, but at the end of the day, you gotta wake up and look yourself in the mirror and feel good about what you bring to the day. So worry about you. Take care of you, boo-boo. That's it.
Listen. That's it. That's it. That's the motherfucking message. Worry about your goddamn self. Bastards.
So on that note, it's time for Monica to go. Thank you so much for staying locked with us, y'all. You can keep up with us on the social media at Chicken Sex Degrees, no I, no E, and Chicken on Twitter and on Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Share the podcast with a friend. And also hit up www.chickensexdegrees.com. Get some merch. See what else we have going on. And that's it. I'm Makita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.
Bye, guys.